This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, Cambridge 105 Radio's Charity of the Month for October is REMAP. And this is a charity, a national charity, but they have an office based in Cambridge, that repurposes, redesigns and engineers equipment for disabled people. So custom design of equipment is the best way to describe it. Next week on Susie Thorpe's programme, you'll be hearing about Rosie Tween. Rosie ascended Snowdon as part of a charity fundraiser in a wheelchair that had been specially adapted by REMAP so that a team of about 11 people could actually get around this wheelchair and heave it up the mountain. One of the people who works as an engineer for REMAP is a gentleman called Akshaya, and Alex Collett brought him into the studio and spoke to him a few days ago.
I'm an engineer. I've been working as an engineer for a few years, and I was just looking for a way to kind of apply and develop my skills in some sort of external application, and I found out about REMAP and the kind of application of engineering, the wider social benefit was a real pull. So I went along, got involved and introduced to the rest of the Cambridge REMAP panel, and pretty soon I had my first case. So great. It was a case of just getting in touch with the Cambridge REMAP panel, and they were very welcoming. So the range of cases that we get are kind of wide-ranging and hard to predict. So anyone who's thinking of a solution that we can make for them, please get in touch and we'll definitely consider it. So it could be from something like extending a walker, the height of a walker, to a Cambridge REMAP volunteer who helped a lady go up Snowdon in a modified wheelchair.
Wow.
So small projects to large projects where there's kind of no off-the-shelf solution available, we'll get involved and at least see if we can help.
Okay. And do you have to devote enough time volunteering?
So I guess right now I'm a bit of an exception in the Cambridge panel, and I think REMAP more widely in that I work, I have a full-time job, but I still, despite that, I still manage to find the time. So luckily, a lot of the cases aren't kind of time critical. You have some time, and the clients are generally quite understanding of that. So maybe an evening or two evenings every week, when there's an actual project going on, there'll be times when, as a volunteer, you might not have a project. So every month, first Tuesday of every month, Cambridge REMAP, we have an evening meeting. So sometimes your month's volunteering for REMAP could be just attending that 1 hour first Tuesday of every month and giving your thoughts and guidance on other people's cases. So it's basically you give as much time as you can. If you have lots of time and you want to work on lots of projects, that's great. If you have a full-time job and you can spare some time, you're looking for a hobby or an extra project, then it definitely is a commitment, but it can be done.
Okay. And are you looking for others with particular skill sets?
So we're always looking for more engineers of any wide array of skill sets. I think REMAP also is, it's kind of developing in, we also need people with non-engineering skill sets. So it's a charity and we need to kind of market ourselves and make sure as many people know about REMAP as possible. There's also kind of the budgetary side of it. But I think one of the things that REMAP really needs to do is find a way to keep track of the good work that we do, follow up the good work that we do, but also let the world know that we exist, because there's lots more people out there who probably don't know about REMAP who could really, really do with what REMAP does. And so any volunteer who can help with any scope of any of those wide scope of things, whether it be with the projects or with the wider running of the charity, is welcome and needed. I think we probably have too many engineers. We need more other people.
Okay, great. Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me today.
That's Akshaya there talking to Alex Collett. And if you would like to get involved as an engineer with REMAP, or if you'd like some custom-made equipment that will help you live a more independent life, then you should get in touch with REMAP. Just go to the website. It's a very informative website, and it's got everything very clearly laid out. It's quite simple. It's REMAP, R-E-M-A-P, remap.org.uk, remap.org.uk, and you'll see examples on the homepage there of some of the projects that they've done. And as I say, next Thursday morning on Susie Thorpe's programme, We'll be finding out all about Rosie Tween's story. I went along and met Rosie back last week. Rosie Tween's story, she's a wheelchair user who decided to raise money for another charity, not for Remap, but she pulled in Remap to help modify her wheelchair so that her and her team could get up Mount Snowdon. And so we'll find out all about that next week on Susie Thorpe's programme.